Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon, but that's okay because we are joined by the vigilante of good government, and that is Matt Rothschild of Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. I saw, though, you had some workout on the results from Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's perspective, your thoughts on it through the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. So are there any other races from Tuesday?
Well, you know what worries me the most is the Secretary of State race, actually, at this point, because Amy Loudenbeck, who's the Republican nominee, Doug LaFollette's a Democratic nominee, Loudenbeck has 8 times as much money as Doug LaFollette, and Doug LaFollette does not go out and raise money.
He doesn't, but I think that that last name has got to be worth a couple million dollars worth of political messaging in this state, because it seems like everybody referred to former President Donald Trump as Teflon Don. Like, we've almost got like a Teflon Doug here in Wisconsin, because the last name LaFollette, and Brian's joked, he's like, Luke, if you could just go change your name to LaFollette, like nothing else but LaFollette, just one name, like Prince or McLovin from Superbad. Brian's like, you could win whatever election you want. And I was like, yeah, probably, but
I mean, it is a name from God, but look at the Republican strategy here, their long game here, is to destroy the Wisconsin Elections Commission and give the power of the Wisconsin Elections Commission either to the legislature themselves, which they have under control because of gerrymandering, or to the Secretary of State if they can get a Republican in there. And that is what Amy Loudenbeck's trying to do. And since she's got 8 times as much money right now, today, than Doug LaFollette has, you know, they're going to run a lot of ads. And I'm sure, you know, Diane Hendricks and Club for Growth and Richard Eline will be throwing some money to her, too. And so the question is, will Doug LaFollette be able to hold on? I mean, I agree he's got a head start because the name recognition, people have voted for him 20 times already.
But only 20? I feel like it would have been more than that.
But look, nothing is guaranteed here.
Right.
And a lot of elected officials have lost their last race because they were overconfident and didn't work hard enough. And I'm just saying, if Democrats lose that position and Republicans beat Evers, which I don't think is going to happen, but is possible.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is,
Then you know, the Republicans are going to be in control of not only running our elections, but certifying our elections.
Yeah, there's been a lot of debates going about with some pro-Democratic groups have been like putting money behind the Trump candidates in some of these primaries.
Yeah, I think that's crazy.
It is crazy, but everybody's talking strategy and stuff like that. But the fear and the argument and the side that I typically come down on is, well, if you do get that person in the general, there's still a chance for them to win. And so absolutely, here in the state of Wisconsin, there is a chance for Evers to lose, LaFollette to lose, and the Republicans to get a supermajority.
Josh Call to lose.
And Josh Call to lose. And so, like, there is some very high stakes on the ballot this fall. And unfortunately, democracy, I don't know if it's that sexy issue that gets people out to the polls. I don't know if Doug LaFollette is necessarily going to have that drive. So it's going to take every single race on that ballot to be able to, I think, get, like, a clean sweep that the Democrats did in 2018.
I mean, it may very well be that Evers and Mandela Barnes save Doug LaFollette, because I think Evers is going to make hay going against Michaels. I mean, Michaels doesn't even believe in abortion in cases of rape or incest. Can you believe that? And 3/4 of Wisconsinites don't agree with that position. And I think that's a killer position for Michaels. I don't think he's going to be able to win because of that position, on top of the fact that he's not really a Wisconsinite now. He's got a $17 million mansion in Connecticut where he's been living.
And a penthouse in New York City as well. So
I mean, he's not an average guy, and that's why Tony Evers and Mandela Barnes playing up the fact that they are like your next-door neighbor in Wisconsin works so well, because they actually are.
Yeah, but my biggest fear is Ron Johnson's won twice before on not being that average Joe. He's a billionaire, right? Yeah, he's a billionaire.
I mean, he was running as, you know, average white guy in Wisconsin with his nice family in front of the lake and a beautiful fall day.
I saw the first ad, he's got his brother voicing it.
They were smart ads, too. I mean, let's give the guy credit. He beat Russ Feingold twice, which he shouldn't have been able to do, because Russ Feingold was a great senator.
Mm-hmm.
But now Ron Johnson has made a total fool of himself over the last 6 years, certainly, you know, with the craziness about COVID, with his co-conspiracy role in January 6th, with depriving people of insulin that is affordable, and now saying maybe we should just put Social Security and Medicare on the chopping block like everything else.
I mean, and Wisconsin has too many jobs. Yeah. Oshkosh Defense, don't build the next gen postal vehicles here. We've already got too many jobs.
If Democrats can't beat Ron Johnson, they can't, you know, sell popcorn in a movie theater. It'd be a sad day.
I think it'll be very interesting to see that the pivots that we're going to get now, that the primary is behind us and we are all full steam ahead towards the general election this November. The shift in messaging, I think, is going to be really interesting to keep an eye on. And we got you filling in for the Devil's Advocates tomorrow, Matt.
So. Yeah, how do you like that? 4 to 6 tomorrow. I hope everyone tunes in. Francesca Hong, Representative Hong, is going to be with me in the 5 o'clock hour. Scott Ross, the great talker Scott Ross, is going to be on at the top of the show.
Evan, so you're going to have to be very close to that drop button then with Scott Ross. You know, you always got to keep it. Just an ear out for that one, but let's get you prepared up for filling in for the Devil's Advocates. Let's take a phone call here before this hour of Dueling Tangents comes to an end. We got Mark from Prairie to Sac joining us. Mark, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, well, you hit some of the points. I mean, we have to hammer these Republicans on the fact that part of their party platform that they've already, you know, come out and said, and their secret party platform, because they want to get rid of Social Security, and these guys, you know, like Matt was just saying, that they don't believe in having abortion access to rape victims, even, and who knows, you know, that what, how do they qualify for an abortion if their life is threatened by the pregnancy? We don't even know that, because they're so dogmatic in this, and they probably get them on the record that they probably likely oppose emergency contraception as well. They probably oppose contraception, even. I mean, that we have to hammer and just tie them all together. Tie this tie this as a millstone around their necks, and make them pay. I mean, hoist them by their own petard.
I mean, Mark's absolutely right about this. I mean, Michaels said that 1849 law banning abortion in Wisconsin perfectly reflects his views, and there is no exception in there for rape or incest.
Yeah, I think it's very important. I don't necessarily believe punishing, I think, Mark, is the right term for it, but they need to own their positions. They can't walk these back now as saying Michael Gableman is an embarrassment to the state of Wisconsin. You got to own that then. And just like the policy positions that they take on all those number of issues, the economy.
But Michaels can't own
Medicare.
His abortion position and win. That's
right.
The problem he has.
Yeah. But he's out there on the record stating that. And so it's going to be a very interesting, we got 90 days from today.
He's also against gay marriage. I mean, this guy is far right. I mean, he may appear like, you know, I'm a Main Street businessman. Of course, he inherited the job,
his
too.
Dad and uncle handed it to him. But also, he's kind of a loser. He lost in 04, and he lost in 98, right? He ran in a partisan primary.
Because he's
then.
A clumsy politician. He's not a gifted politician.
Right.
I think it would have been harder for Evers to beat Clayfish than it's going to be for Evers to beat Michaels.
I don't disagree with that sentiment. So, folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but I very appreciate Matt Rothschild joining me here for the second portion of the show. If you missed any portion of it, you can go check out the podcast, devilradio927.com, or you can go to Apple and Spotify. Matt is going to be filling in for Dom and Crute tomorrow on the Devil's Advocates, 4 to 6 p.m. Be sure to tune in then. Otherwise, we got the Matt McNeil Show coming up next. I'll be back tomorrow at 2. Talk to you then.